Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Hi there, it's Lowry. Today we are sharing the first episode of a brand new Rusty Quill short series, Welcome to Fosters. Set in a magical alternate version of modern-day Sydney, Australia, Welcome to Fosters follows a small-time private consulting wizard struggling to keep her failing magical detective business afloat. In this opening episode, she and her new apprentice must contend with powerful fae, dark energies, a feral cat, and the complexities of learning to drive. You can find the rest of the series by following the link in the description or by searching for the Neon Inkwell feed, wherever you find your podcasts. Enjoy the episode. It's not the money or the time, it's not the heart or the life, it's not the spirits or the wine,
this hand always mine. It's not the money. Rusty Quill presents Welcome to Fosters. Episode 1, Pets.
Sergite spiritus, redite arbore tenebrarum, creatur rarum, sergite spiritus, servite mihi meisque, sergite spiritus.
A little messier than I would have hoped, but I suppose it'll do.
It's bloody dead, what'd you expect?
Well, quite.
Could, give us a hand, mate?
You seem to have it well under control.
Yeah. Get it in the first try. No, Gaz, put the ramp down first. Don't! You reckon the room will hold it?
Luckily, we will be able to test it incrementally. I don't imagine there'll be any problems, however. Just as predicted, they are hardly very useful in their present form.
Stink like a dog's breakfast, though.
As you pointed out, they're dead.
You coming, sir?
I'll be there in a few minutes.
It's a nice statue. She someone important?
Only insofar as she can help us.
Help us do what?
Anything we want, my friend. Anything we want.
Puss, 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 puss.
You've never actually owned a cat, have you?
What?
It's not gonna come if you just call it.
So says you.
I never was a fan of hiking.
You're a city boy.
I'm proud of it.
What is even up here for a cat? Possums?
Oh, at least to start with. Mrs. West shouldn't have been letting it outside. This is a national park.
Weird that she'd go to us first for a lost cat too. Is she the type that thinks fairies are to blame for everything? Conspiracy theorist?
Mrs. West, despite her willful ignorance when it comes to the rules regarding cats, knows what else is up here. Animal Rescue wouldn't take this job.
Oh.
Notice how we're not on an official hiking trail? Those are all going in the opposite direction, even though we're heading up to, what's it, pretty good view of the city.
So...
Okay. Stop for a second and feel. Remember your training about magical ambience.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. Some spirit made its lair here a while back. Probably before they started building houses.
Never could get my head around why the spirits should get away with settling land here. Didn't they come over with the convicts? Surely the, well...
Well, unlike our colonialist ancestors, Mark, the spirits actually treated with the Aboriginal tribes. Helped them out a few times as well.
What about the... well, the Aboriginal spirits?
Now, I know they covered this in Cert 1.
I might have been sick that day.
Fine. Well, the spirit realms aren't the same. See, the Fae... the European spirits occupy a plane of existence.
Oh, yeah, now I remember. So we all have the different types of spirits from different cultures existing simultaneously but separately in their own realms. But...
but our realm, the physical realm, is constant. So the Fae only really had to make deals with the people who were living here. Although, from what I understand, there are agreements on the spiritual level as well, just not ones that any of us were in on. The Fae are very used to doing deals, as you well know, and when you catch them on a good day, they're scrupulously fair about it.
Hasn't been my experience.
You've been on the wrong side of a summoning. What'd you do?
Usual stuff.
No, really, what did you do? Ask a pixie to get booze for you?
I was 16! Where is this cat then? Puss, 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 puss. Yeah, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Really?
What the?
Okay. Well then. Kitty, kitty, kitty.
Puss, 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 puss.
Kitty, kitty, kitty.
Kitty, 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 kitty. You've been here before, right?
Oh, a couple of times. Not really by choice. It's a hell of a hike and not getting any younger.
You could do with a bit more.
It's healthy. Exercise is, yeah. What were you here for anyway?
First time? A dare.
A dare?
I was your age once.
What was the dare?
To try to contact one of the old spirits.
Did it work?
Not once my uncle discovered what I was up to.
Oh, sounds juicy.
That's all you're getting. We've got a job to do.
What do the Fae want with a cat anyway?
Oh, could be a lot of things. Doesn't much sound like Mrs. West's poor little kitty, does it?
No.
What the...
You know, Tim used to say that no one studies history anymore. The Taronga incident should have warned Mrs. West about this place.
Hang on, what? Taronga? Like, the zoo?
Don't tell me you didn't study it. That's mandatory.
I had a few days off here and there.
There's nothing worse than possessed wombats, let me tell you. People thought the emu war was bad.
What the? Oh, God.
Mark? Stay very, very still.
Jim, I can't do it. I don't.
No, Mark, don't run. It's what it wants. Ugh, idiot. Mark, don't move.
Just think I'm gonna move.
I'm gonna call for the spirit, Mark. Just give me a minute.
Just use a spell.
We're in a national park, Mark. There are fire restrictions.
It's been raining for 6 days straight.
Shut up!
I think it's gonna eat me.
It can't without permission. Just hang on. The deus. Questiones et patrones et fortasse liquid belle tibi se recte cum ero et iam corruptus es.
Christ!
Your Latin is terrible. It is. What brings you to my domain, Jill Foster? What is it that you require?
I think it might be a little bit obvious what I'd like right now, actually.
What is obvious to you is not always obvious to us. And vice versa, of course, Jill Foster.
Sure. Sure. But right now I'd like it if... Hang on. How do you know my name?
Is this really the time?
You are familiar to us.
That's not a good thing, right?
Right!
Exactly how am I?
Jim!
Fine. Right now, I need your friend to let my friend go.
Oh, my trespasser. The tiny hunter.
Tiny?
We call them cats.
A small word for something far larger.
It's a pet. It belongs to a woman who asked us to retrieve it for her.
A pet?
Yeah, you know, an animal you look after in return for comfort, companionship.
An animal a human thinks to own.
Something like that. It belongs to someone we're trying to help.
Oh God, it does not belong to her any longer. He has found a new place. He will not return.
Well then, I suppose there's nothing we can do about that, but...
Yes, but...
You wish your companion to be spared?
Please.
Are you willing to pay the price?
Should be fine to move now, Mark.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Easiest payment.
Thanks.
Humans give thanks so carelessly. The trespasser will not bother you again, but I suggest you leave my domain.
No chance you'll let it go.
It is not mine to release. But I will not send you back empty-handed. You might wish to tell the owner of that collar that any animal wandering into my domain gets a choice. Her former cat chose wisely. Most do not.
Understood.
Jill Foster.
Yeah.
You have been respectful and paid the price for your intrusion. I feel that you deserve a warning.
Really? All I did was...
The dead are restless, Jill Foster. the dead are uneasy in their slumber.
The dead, huh?
It bodes none of us well to have them walk. You should be wary.
Thanks. Bugger. Shouldn't have thanked it.
That's the cat's collar.
Yep. Mittens. No wonder it ran away. Yeah, sure, mate.
Can we leave now?
That's all you brought. Ollie, it gets cold down there, you know that, right?
Mum, it's March.
I can send you down more once you're settled. Sure you don't want any money for your own place?
Dad says it's fine. Looney's in Samoa for at least a year. He's going to give me a room.
If you need anything, though.
I'm going to get a job, Mum. That's the whole point of this.
Plenty of jobs here. I don't know why you need to...
Mum, we've been through this.
Tell your daddy should cook sometimes. For you. And for Looney, too.
Looney says he cooks a lot.
Never did when we were married.
Mum.
I know. I just don't know why we can't get you something.
Illy's a tourist town. No one needs someone with my abilities. I'm no good at the jobs here.
You could be.
I have to go. I'll call you when I get there, okay?
I love you, Ollie.
Love you too, Mum.
I'll miss you.
You could come down for a visit.
I could. I might even just do that. It's been a few years since I've seen Sydney. Just maybe I won't come to dinner with your dad, eh?
You know you wouldn't mind.
I know. It's a pride thing. You'll understand when you're older.
Excuse? Sorry. Just got to get my bag up. Thanks. Thanks.
Holiday over then?
Sorry. What?
Your holiday. It's finished. Did you get out on the reef?
Oh, no, I wasn't on holiday. I lived here.
Ah, so you're going on holiday then. Funny, isn't it? How everyone from down there comes up here, and everyone from here goes down there. Like we swap or something. No one wants to have a holiday at home, do they? You gotta go somewhere new, somewhere different.
Actually, I'm moving. Down to Sydney.
Oh, don't blame you, really. Nothing for young folks up here except surfing and drugs. Not that there's anything bad about surfing and drugs, mind you.
I don't surf.
Probably a good thing you're moving, then.
Yeah.
More work down there in Sydney. Is that why you're going? For work?
Yes. That's actually it.
Of course. If you surfed, you could get a job up here as an instructor or something. All the jobs here are tourism, tourism, tourism.
Is that what you do?
Me? Ah, I'm retired. Used to be in beef.
In beef?
Beef. You know, the meat.
Yes.
Good people in beef. Did a lot of travel. Spent a lot of time in Japan. So, you're going to university then, or...?
No, I'm in magic.
Cabin crew, prepare for takeoff.
So, what is it you said you did?
I didn't. No, I'm a wizard, actually.
What?
It's, really not important.
I've got mud up to my bloody knees.
I told you we'd be hiking today. You should have...
Oh, Miss Foster, is there news?
There is.
Come in. Just wipe your feet there if you could. Take off your... Yeah. Have you found him? Have you found Mittens?
Mrs. West, there's no easy way to tell you this.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. He went too far. Where he shouldn't have gone.
Is he? He's dead then?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, my poor little boy.
Mrs. West, I know you're familiar with the regulations about cats near these bushlands. I just want to make sure
he was such
such an adventurous little soul. Couldn't stop him from exploring. He always wanted to get out, and how can you say no when they look at you with those big eyes? My poor little boy.
You know, it's just that it's pretty clear in the council bylaws for this area that you're not allowed
to. Last Christmas, he brought us a dead bat. It was such a sweet gesture. He really just wanted to be loved.
Mrs. West.
We used to dress him up for Halloween. A little pumpkin suit. It was utterly adorable. I think I have some photos if you want to...
Really, Mrs. West, there's no need to.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry for your loss. We'll send you a schedule of fees
the album's just here. You can see.
We'll be in touch.
Here. You can see. Oh.
Crikey.
I'm amazed that cat stuck around as long as it did.
Who keeps photo albums full of cat pictures? Doesn't she have the internet?
It's a treasure trove of old memes. She should start a blog. Oh, maybe not. Anyway, hopefully she'll pay the bill without quibbling. Had to have done that hike for nothing.
She's just gonna get another cat, isn't she?
Probably. And maybe the forest spirit will build an army of feral cats and let them descend on her for revenge.
Not gonna send them against us instead?
Oh, I doubt it. We paid, remember?
You paid.
You can cut yourself next time if you want. Or, you know, not get to the point where you need to be rescued.
Can I drive?
Mark.
Look, the only way I get better is if I practice.
Today, after all this, I mean...
Oh my gosh, today's as good a day as any.
I'm so exhausted, Mark. I just...
So you don't have to drive. Perfect.
Fine.
I'm like your chauffeur, Jill.
Yeah.
Just with a few bumps and hits along the way.
Get in the car, Mark.
I mean, I want to, yeah. It's been a right past year, to be honest. But if I leave without notice, surely there'll be...
Well,
I don't know. Wasn't her uncle some kind of bigwig with the council types? I heard that was why she didn't get any consequences after the Leichhardt thing. I don't want to end up with no...
Worried about coming up short. I can get you an identity, no problem.
Oh, really? What's the pay?
Second year out of break.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, it's not much more, and I've got an interview at Price and Boone's in a couple of days.
Price and Boone?
Well, if you don't apply, then they definitely won't take you, will they? It doesn't matter if you don't meet all the requirements in the job ad.
Yeah, but then you're working for Sylvia Price.
Sure, she's an unprincipled megalomaniac billionaire, but we've all got to work somewhere, right? Anyway, if that falls through, you say that you can probably get something for me at Dempsey's? Or at least... The internet doesn't even work properly here. It's primitive, I'm telling ya. But yeah, if that's... Obviously not today, but we can... hang on. She's coming in. I'll call you back.
Yeah, no worries,
man. Oh, I swear. You have no spatial orientation. At all. This is like when you tried to get a bigger desk all over again.
Driving is hard. Also dangerous. That's why there's a test for it.
You're... 25 years old. You should know how to drive.
I never had to before now. Anyway, you knew I couldn't drive when you hired me.
I figured it was just because you'd never gotten around to it. Not because you were actively awful at it. I guess I'm gonna have to get the hubcap replaced.
What do hubcaps even do anyway?
Oh, check the messages, would you? Not on the speaker, for goodness.
I like hands free.
Hey, Jill, you left your phone again. I'll drop around this afternoon on my way to work. Love you.
I'll hush you.
Hello. My name's Graham Edgars, and I'm calling about... Well, it's my flat. It's haunted, and I wanted to... Well, I needed some help with it, if you could... I mean, I'm free tomorrow morning, and It's a little urgent, and I could send you an email, I suppose, but you could also call me on 0491-576-801. That would be...
Did you get that number down?
It's what you pay me for.
Well, I'm obviously not paying you to drive.
It's 5 o'clock.
I'm aware.
Did you need me to...
Oh, go home. I'll call Mr. Edgars. Can you be here by 8:30 tomorrow, though?
Oh, sure.
Just, if we're going to a haunting, we'll need to...
8:30, no problem. See you then.
Ugh. Marie, your toys are all over.
They're having a masquerade ball, Jilly. Look, Actress and Helena are dancing.
Why can't Helena dance with Octavia instead?
Octavia is married to the prince. I told you that before.
Shit, Marie, that hurt.
You swore. And you stepped on Arcturus and Helena?
Oh, God! Marie, get back!
Marie! Okay, hon. I'm awake.
What are you doing up? It's 2 a.m.
Busy tonight.
A couple of customers decided to stay past closing, so I'm late, but no.
Tips?
Dismal. Why are you up?
Needed a pee.
Mm-hmm.
Bring back anything?
Sometimes I think you only love me for my food.
Cheesecake?
Snuck it aside after the second last piece went.
Oh, you're right. I only love you for your food.
How was your day?
Cat got possessed. Mark knocked the hubcap off the car.
Really?
No, it's okay.
Not a crash, are you?
No, he just took a turn too close to the curb. No big deal.
Our car, though.
I mean, he's got a point. I don't even know what they're for.
They stop stuff from damaging the wheels.
Do they, though? Because the number of nails and screws we get in the tyres...
Sure you just needed to pee?
I'm okay, Gloria.
I'm working brunch tomorrow. Should be home for late dinner. Wanna go out?
Definitely.
Good morning, Miss Price.
Miss Price?
Indeed.
Miss Price? Miss Price, if I could have a moment, if you're available.
You're not permitted here, sir. I'm going to have to ask you to...
Miss Price, I'd like to get a statement about your paper's article on the rising need for social services in the western suburbs.
Hold the lift, will you please?
Miss Price, the public deserves to be informed, not misled when it comes to...
Mr. Simpson, is it? You're obviously not an employee here, so that means you're trespassing. If you would be so kind as to...
Miss Price, is this man...
If you would escort him from the lobby, that would be most appreciated.
I'm so sorry, Miss Price.
This way, sir.
He had a jacket over his... I didn't know that he was... Until...
Indeed. Thank you for holding the lift.
I got bills to pay, sir. You know how it is.
But...
Yes, this is Sylvia Price. Yes. Have security run a check on Ashley Simpson, would you? Journalist, not sure where from. He was lurking around the lobby asking idiot questions. I'm desperately uninterested in excuses. I simply requested a check. Look into him. Find out where he works. Shut him down. Indeed. I appreciate your understanding. Send the details to Brian, would you? And have lobby security briefed again. On who is allowed access. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Miss Price.
Any messages?
Anderson from Logistics is having some difficulty with the storage facilities.
Oh? walk with me.
He says the doors are going to need reinforcing, especially if we're expecting more shipments.
Did he seem overly interested in the...
No, Miss Price. Better reinforcement would be an idea, especially considering the next shipment is due tomorrow.
We only need the facility for 2 more months, but better to be safe than sorry. Arrange it.
As you wish, Miss Price.
Any progress on finding us a suitable magical investigator for our other problem?
Oh, yes indeed, Miss Price. I think you'll be pleased with who we've decided on. A Jill Foster. She has an agency in Annandale. Quite the checkered history, but respected enough that our choice won't be questioned.
Checkered?
A few deaths. The council has her under close eye, but she's made a name for herself in the industry.
Excellent. I knew I could trust you with this.
Should I engage her now?
No, better to wait, I think. We wouldn't want her discovering too much too quickly after all.
As you wish.
Let me know if there are any developments, Brian. They are a little cramped in there, aren't they? You're certain they can't reach the glass?
They haven't tried so far, no.
That is reassuring. And they do no damage to each other, even when they attempt to get through the doors.
No. If we keep the temperature cold enough, they're quite docile most of the time. Arthur seems to think it has to do with the amount of ambient magic in the area.
Would hopefully do something for the smell as well.
It's airtight, Miss Price. We made doubly certain of that.
Excellent. Well, if everything is in order, I really do need to get some work done.
As you say, Miss Price.
Welcome to Foster's is a Neon Inkwell podcast, distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. This series is written and created by Imogen Cassidy and directed by Chris Magilton. This episode was edited by Elizabeth Moffat, Lorianne Davis, and Meg McKellar, with title track and music from Sam Jones and additional music from Nico Vitesse. The series features Nina Nikolic as Jill Foster, Tim Seppo as Oliver Long, Harrison Keane as Mark Wilson, Sabrina Thornton-Walker as Gloria Foster, Hannah Aroney as Sylvia Price, Michael Baish as Brian Hewlett-Smith, Isabel Houghton as Young Jill, Alice Magilton as Marie, Zara Moffat as The Nixie, Shakira Searle as Amina Malouf, Fariel Jabbar as Rashida Bakri, and Chris Alessio as Tolele. Additional voices by Lorianne Davis, Lee Davis-Thalborn, Maya Harlap, Floyd Kennedy, Chris Magilton, Matt Malachite, Elizabeth Moffat, Cooper Mortlock, Hamish Plegamars, Brooke Scobie, and Dallas Tipo. The production would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which this series is set, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We pay our respects to elders past and present. Neon Inkwell is produced by April Sumner with executive producer Alexander J. Newell and showrunner Elizabeth Moffat. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at The Rusty Quill, visit us on Facebook, or mail us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can find the rest of the series by following the link in the description, or by searching for the Neon Inkwell feed wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice in the Magnus Protocol, and I'm here to tell you about From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an upcoming novel available for pre-order right now at rustyquill.com/novel. Return to the world of the Magnus Archives in From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an official prequel novel written by Nebula, World Fantasy and Aurora Award-winning author Primi Mohammed, with the help of the Magnus Archives' own writer and lead voice, Jonathan Sims. Crimes, From the Library of Jürgen Leitner explores an infamous organization from the Magnusverse for the first time, the perilous private library of the enigmatic collector Jürgen Leitner, where occult books are guarded and researched at a fatal cost. Leitner's library keeps the dangers of these books in check and the would-be readers safe, or so Leitner claims. For two of Leitner's employees, the risks are worth it. For Hugh Franklin, the library is a place to belong. For Sebastian Everett, the library is an opportunity to indulge arcane ambitions. Though their 10 years at the library were years apart, Hugh and Sebastian's stories unfold in parallel, and their footsteps echo down the same eerie aisles, caught in a web spun long before either ever heard the name Jürgen Leitner. Will they find a way out, or will the library consume them before it's too late? From the Library of Jürgen Leitner will be published on October the 27th, 2020. 26 and is available for pre-order now. Visit rustyquill.com/novel for more information. That's rustyquill.com/NOVEL.